USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Although a date has not been set, an Alabama execution will be a first of its kind, Lance Pry explains.
The Alabama Supreme Court is okay with state officials moving ahead with the first execution in the United States by nitrogen gas. The state attorney general asked the court last August if it could proceed with gassing 58-year-old Kenneth Smith. Smith is on death row for a 1988 murder for hire of an Alabama woman. Smith survived a lethal injection last year because the executioner missed his vein.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against Alaska Airlines over an incident where an off-duty pilot tried to crash the plane.
The pilot told police in Portland he'd been using psychedelic mushrooms when he tried to shut down the plane's engines with the fire extinguisher handles. Three passengers filed the suit, claiming emotional and monetary damages. Alaska is accused of having a lack of rigorous screenings and standards for off-duty pilots allowed to ride in the cockpit jump seat. I'm Dave Collins.
Donald Trump's two oldest sons have finished their time on the stand in his civil trial in New York City.
Former President Trump's son Eric testified in the civil trial against the Trump Organization on Thursday. That followed testimony from his brother Don Jr. Wednesday. Don Jr. spoke to reporters outside the courthouse after Eric's testimony.
The banks in question made hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, think about this, right? They are not claiming that they are victims. They are not saying that they were misled.
The state accuses Eric, Don Jr., the former president, and other organization members of inflating financial statements for advantageous loans, insurance policies, and deals. They have all denied those allegations. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is moving back home. While Seattle will always be in his heart, he said, being near his parents and his space company, Blue Origin, in Miami is what he needs to do right now. The 59-year-old billionaire posted the news on Instagram yesterday. Good news, high school students aren't vaping as much. A study by the CDC and FDA found overall tobacco use among high school students has hit an all-time low. E-cigarettes have been the most popular tobacco product among high school students for nearly a decade. The director of the FDA's Center for Tobacco Products said that's a win-win for public health. Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar had more than just drugs, apparently. He also had hippos. Escobar imported the animals for his private zoo, and then they were left to roam and multiply after he was killed in a shootout with police in 1993. There's now about 166 hippos just roaming around. Experts have tried for years to control the hippo numbers and haven't been able to. At this point, Environmental Minister Susana Mohammed said 20 would be sterilized, others will be transferred abroad, and some would have to be euthanized, but she said they are using that as a last resort. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.